Vayera'an daf yud aleph amud aleph. We are starting a new sugya. We're around 9 lines from the bottom. Omar ule Omar Abeloza. Shilye sheyotzisa miktsosa v'yoyim rishem u'miktsosa v'yoyim sheini. The shilya is the placenta of the uber that was yotzosa from the aim miktosa b'yom rishon. Let us be megashim the Indian. Let us say that 20 minutes before Tzeis HaKechovim on Sunday, the shilya started coming out. U'miktosa b'yom sheini. Then, later after Tzeis HaKechovim, continued coming out. Is Moinen Lo Min Harishin. So we will start counting Yemei HaTumen from when the Shilya started coming out. That means from Sunday. Now let us see Rashi to get a little, an explanation what is pshat in this memre of Ula Amar Abeloza. Shilya sheyotzusa dekaimalon hamapeles shilya. Aisha is mapel a shilya. Yeisheves oleho yimei tume v'yimei tara. So we are chayish, maybe in the shilya there was a zocho, maybe in the shilya there was an akeve. She'ein shilya v'loy vlad. One klal we know that if there was a yitzira of a shilya, the zicha was a vlad. It was a vlad together with the shilya. Elo shenimuach b'soicho. At the present time, all we see is a shilya. Where is the vlad? So al kolchoch, if there was a creation of a shilya, there was a creation of a vlad also. So the vlad mistama disintegrated. Bisoicha would seem it disintegrated in the shilya. So memele, if now a shilya was yotzusa mehayisha, and we assume that ein shilya beloy vlad, so al kolchoch, there is a vlad which is not discernible, we can't recognize him, but the zikha a vlad nimuach bisoicha shilya. Is Meinen Lo Min Harishayim. So we start counting the Yemei Tumeh from Sunday. Let's say she, this the Yotzus HaMiktosa was, as we mentioned before, 20 minutes before Tzeis HaKechov. Is Meinen Lo Min Harishayim to be Yem Rishayim Tumeh. She's Tumeh from the Yem Rishayim. Vafilu Havoi Leide Yeveshte. Rashi is saying, and this is Minyan of the Yomer, this week is Parshas Tazria. In Parshas Tazria it says that there's a Tumis Yodis. And the Chiddush of Tumis Yodis is, Afilu, there was no Rias Dam Bishas Leide, but the Leide alone is also Metama the Yodis. Fakert Rashi says, Isha ki zazriya, filo she was mapo, and it was nimuach, mamish mi inyon de yoyim. So memele, if a shilya was yotzisa, b'yoyim rishin, miktosa b'yoyim rishin, so we have to clear that maybe the rive of the vlad came out with this yitziya, when the Rosh of the Vlad came out, we have no way of knowing which chelik of the Vlad, that is Nimuach B'Seich HaShilya, came out. Could be the Rosh came out. Could be the Rosh came out. Could be Amiyat came out. So now let us make a Cheshbon HaNefesh. If the Rosh or the Rosh came out, so there was a Leide. So she became Tomei Leide from Sunday, with the yitziyah of the smiktsas of the shilya. If the roish or the roiv did not come out of this glad, so there's no leiden. So theoretically, she's toher Sunday. The leiden will only become when the roish or the roiv of the glad comes out. So Ula said, "B'shem Rabbi Loza, shilya sheyotzes ha-miktsos ha-biyam rishay, ha-miktsos ha-biyam sheyni, mainin lo min harishay." So we are start counting the Yemei Tumer from Sunday, and because maybe there was a later with this Yitzias Miktsas, then we start counting Yemei Tumer from Sunday. Omale Rove, so Rove asked Ula, Ma daitoch, Rechumra, you want to be machme? That means we have to understand facts of life. We do not know for sure if there was a lady Sunday, if Rove of the Vlad came out with the Shilyo, or the Rosh of the Vlad came out. No, you're saying that she's Tome, you want to be machme, you're saying, so Mainim lo mirishain. We are chayish that there was a lady Sunday, so you start counting the tumas yodis from Sunday. Aber chumra da osili de kulu, but this chumra will come out of kula if we assume that the minyan hayomim starts from Sunday. Now we don't know if the blood was a zoch on the keber, so we'll be machma. Maybe the blood was on the keber. So fine. So she's tamei 2 weeks, and then the 15th day is the meitayer already. Then she becomes toira. She becomes toira by the 15th day. So if we would have known that the lady started Sunday, so you're right. So 15 days later, so she'll be toira. But if the Leda did not start Sunday, the Leda was Monday, so 15 days after Sunday, she's not toil. So how could you say, Moinin lo miyayim rishayin, as if you know, with a behirus, that there was a Leda Sunday, you don't know, this is a yamachmel, but you say such a lotion, Moinin lo miyayim rishayin, so this minion will bring about a kilkul, and you'll be metayer her b'yoyim tesvav, and I have no right to do this. Amalei rove madatach lechumra chumra da'osi lidei kulo tokam taheres lo mirishay. Zot Rashi lechumra yisenga chumra de metamen tarei shenoga berishay. The tares that this yodis was Negeya on Sunday, Mishas Yitziya Shilya. So we will be Metama these tars, we're Machma. But the Kotmataris Lo Merishin, so if you're saying you start counting from Sunday, as so it'll come out that the Tara will also come, will start counting 14 days from Sunday. Shetahei soiferes yudalet shal nekeva im yoyim harishin. Counting from the first day, from Sunday, will count another 13 days. V'domim shetire b'yoyim tesvav tahirim. And then we'll say that this is the 15th day, so the dam that she sees is toyer. Tahainu kula, so this is akula. V'have monye misheni, if we would start counting from the second day. From the second day, Leichayla Yemei Tarad Lamocha, then she'll first become Toya. So what you're calling now the 15 days reality, the 14 days, she'll first become Toya tomorrow. So how could you say such a statement? Moinin lo min harishin. You start counting from the day that Yotzeso Miktsoso. How do you know that there was a late attack at this day? Elo marove, lochush choy sheshes. No, the lotion that you said was not a proper lotion. Not meinen lo min arishin. Rechoshesh mi yom rishin. Maybe there was a later yom rishin. But to start counting with the behiros to say that the that 15 days later shall be toyer, that we start counting from the second day. My kamash malon the ain mitzah shilya v'leivlan. So what is the chiddush of Rabbi Loza? Rabbi Loza is telling us ain mitzah shilya v'leivlan. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Chayshah Shislatam Eitar Shetigab Rishen, Ilamim Yeshvu Aim Denekei Ve'alam Yishen. Mai Kamashmon Ule Do Omar Chayshah. So what is the Chiddush of Ure? The Ein Mitzah Shilya Beleivla. Even though the only a Mitzah Shilya came out of the Yishen. But Ule is telling us that in a mitzvah shulya, there is vlad also. Umishamachi chayshashet. So since I know there's a vlad, what I don't know is this the reisha vlad? Is this the reiva vlad? That I don't know. But ula sangas, you have to know klar. Ein mitzvah shulya b'lay vlad. Umishamachi chayshashet. So if I know there's a vlad, so you only have one suffix. Is this reiva vlad or is it miyat vlad? Since I know clover is a vlad, maybe roiv of the disintegrated vlad came out in the mikzas of a mela, so she's a yodis already. And if roiv of the michi vlad comes out, habaleki yolot. Kedamrinim b'mesaches nita, yotza mechutach, if a nefel came out, it's all chapter up by mesuris. That means if Reiv comes out, so that's called a later. Umimne vade loimanya merishin, but Ula did not mean to say that we start counting from the first day. The shema loinofak rube acheni, because it's possible that Reiv did not come out the first day, Reiv came first out the second day. So Al Kaponim, that is what Ula is saying. So Ula is telling us, but Al Kaponim, she's tome from the first day, because ein mitzah shilya bevloi vlad, because I zichel assume that there was a vlad in the yitzi of the mitzah shilya in the first day. I don't know if this was a lady, maybe it was miyat vlad, maybe it was roi vlad. So I have to be machmer. So I'll be machmer the first day, but I start counting for sure the second day. But that's the chiddush of Ula. Zogt Rashi weiter: the I yesh mitzah shulya b'loivlad. But if I would say it is possible that a mitzah shulya should go out b'loivlad. So loy abi chayshina letami taris. Then I would not be metame the taris. The kulei ay loy chayshina the name of trei chumri dil menavki veroyv navki. So Rashi says, but if there would be such a concept, yesh mikta shilya b'loy vlad, it's possible that a mitzvah shilya should come out. There's no vlad there whatsoever. So now I have a svek sveker. When the mitzvah shilya would come out, I'm clearing a shayla, is she now tomei? So I say, she's now tomei. Shema, there was no vlad bechlal in this mitzvah shilya. So she's no later. And I feel there was a vlad, maybe it was a miyut vlad. So then, misvek svek, I would say, she's toyer the first day. She's not metametaris. Zoktula, no. There's, you don't have a svek svek. There's zicha, ein mitzvah shilya beloy vlad. If a mitzvah shilya went out, you should realize that there was a vlad that also went out with this mitzvah shilya. There was a vlad that went out with the mitzvah shilya. So now, I only have one suffix. Maybe it was a miyut vlad, maybe it was a roi vlad. So lechumah, we have to be machmah that she's metame from the first day. sagt Teusfes, de kom metares lo mirishin. So the Gemara had asked, if you, the Loshen that Ula said, Moine lo mirishin, we start counting the 14 days from Sunday, Peresh Seferes Yudalet Shalnekeva Mirishin, Bahadomim Shetire Betesbov Yutahirim, so that Gemara said, how could you do such a thing? How do you know for sure that there was a lady there Sunday? Ve'im taima fakteisves ba'mai lo yiyu teirem. Why not? Maybe, Taka, let's take on the lotion of Ula Kipshutai. Moinin lo mirishin. We start counting the 14 days from Sunday. Why? Dilma, and I have a svek. Dilma b'yayim rishin yotzarei she'erubay. Maybe yayim rishin was yotzarei she'erubay, so therefore there was a lady yayim rishin. So the fifteenth day, so it's tam toya. Vafilu lo yotzar. But Dilma hu zocho, but maybe the blood is a zocho, so if the blood is a zocho, so memela, so she's also toya the 15th day. And the tam toya starts from after 7 days, afilu it was the roi blood came out the second day on Monday, but if it was a zocho, so you start counting from Monday, so the 8th day from Monday, it's dam toya. So here we are sveksveike. So what's the whole problem to say that you start counting from Sunday? I have a sveksveike. Maybe the later was Sunday. So therefore, the 15th day after Sunday is Dam Toya. Not for the later was Monday, but maybe it was Azocha, so she's also Toher the 15th day. V'yesh loyma emphatoisvit, the loymotzi lemishrei misvekspeik. He cannot be matal to svekspeik. Avik trei kuli desasri adon. Because if you're going to be matal the 15th day, al tzveksveike, maybe it was the first day, maybe it was a zocho. So what's gonna be, shim tire yoim emalot, what's gonna be, she's gonna see dam the 41st day. So tishtere inami misofik, misveksveike, dishem ala yotzahu baby yoim rishen. So maybe this is the 40th day. Vafulu yotzahoi, and it's the 41st day, dumanikevi. So that means we have here 2 days. We have the 15th day, which she should be toyer, and the 41st day, which she is tomei, but we could be metaya both days. Alta sveksveike. The 15th day will say, maybe she saw the first day. Nafilu not, maybe was a zocho, so she's toya this 15th day. And the 41st day, I'll say, maybe she saw the second day, so it's only the 40th day. And maybe it's an akeve. So memela, so the 41st day, she's also toya. Harei mimonivshech, v'ashte betchile italno, v'shum d'shem a zocho. V'yamata, her, the 15th day, maybe it is a zocho. Hashtene teirenu, mishum shema nekeve. Now we'll be metayro, the 41st day, maybe she's in a keve. Imimonim shech, nasa isa. Imonim shech, we made an isa. Estes, we can't be matter. If we're matting with these cheshboines, so we're assuming stira de kezachen. He was assuming, when it be matter the 15th day, maybe it was a zochim. When it be matter the 41st day, maybe it was in a cave. He agavnet nam ba mapeles teishev le zochim ne cave le nide. Av agavnet cholisa ba peinav sheav is svek sveike, but we can't be matter with the svek sveike, because it will come out later, a stirlik is svek sveike. So that's why there, we are not matter. A I saw in Beis Lechem Yehuda, he brings a kasha. He says, Taisa says, we can't dance on two chasnas. We can't be matar the 14th day and the 41st day. Because it's bigger the kid that is. Maybe it's a zochel, maybe it's a nekeve, we have a sveksveke, but we are basing our teirim on two stiridike factors. It's either like this or like this. So the Beis Lechem Yehuda brings the Rabbi Chonon and asks Akasha, what's by Shnei Shvilin? If you have two people, Reuven and Shimon, there were two roads. One road had a Beis HaKavodos on it. The other road did not have a Kevel Tachtov. And Reuven went on one road and Shimon went on one road. So the din is that we're Metaya each one. We're Metaya Reuven. Shalom Cheskes Taire. Just like you toy before you went over this road, you still toy. We assume that he did not become Tomei by walking on this road. From Matai Shimon, we say that Shimon is toy. Now here is Vade, one of them is Tomei. Afal Pike, and I tell them that both of my brothers go to the Beis HaMikdash. They tell each one on Chazokim. Even though this is Zicher Afal Shepsad. And here Taisva says, that we can't be matter the 15th day and the 41st day, which between you and me, theoretically, it's possible that she saw the first day, she saw an cave, and there was a cave attack. So then she's moved to the 15th day, and if that was the case, so it's possible she should be toyed both days. She saw the first day, so she's moved to the 15th day. And then it was in a cave, and she's mutta the 41st day. Even though it was the first day she saw, but it was in a cave. But you can't randomly think of this was the case, and then we'll be matara. We have to have a mahalach how to be matara. So the only mahalach is, here I have to assume that it was a zoche, I have to assume it was in a cave. So, fact, Rabbi Chonon, but there by Shnei Shvilin, we are Zicha Mata Risurim. Here, it's Taka one of Zicha Tomei, and we're Mata, both of them, to go into the Beis HaMikdash. They shouldn't go in hand in hand. And then the Zicha Tomei, the one is Matame, the other one. But Al Kaponim, each one is permitted to go to the Beis HaMikdash. So, Rabbi Chonon wants to say there's a difference between the Pesach Chazoke and the Pesach of Svek Svek. Svek Svek works is equivalent to a roiv. I have roiv tzdodim telling me this halacha. So roiv is more or less a birur, an assumption. I mean, I assume that just like by every roiv, if teishach anoyes and nine cell basar shchutas, I assume it came from the roiv tzdod. An assumption. Svek Svek is also a type of a roiv. So if I'll be matter the 15th day, I'll assume one of the two, either there was a later the first day or it's a zocho. Then the 41st day, I have a different assumption. Maybe it was born the second day, and it's in the cave. So, stiridik, we can't paskin. Two epeirim with stiridic assumptions. It's either like this or like this. We can't assume two things which one is menaget the other one. Either was a zacha or a nekeve. Vashenke in chazoke is not a birur to what had occurred. Chazoke is a din anhoge. The shaila is, am I permitted to go to the Beis HaMikdash? So he said, since till now you were permitted, you're permitted to go now also. It means this is a din anhoge without a biru what really happened. We're not telling when Reuven went on Shvil Aleph, we're not telling Reuven, you know, the kever was not there. I haven't the faintest idea where the kever was. I stayed on Shvil Aleph or Shvil Beis. But I'm telling Reuben, since you have a cheskes taira, you are permitted to be mamshech your anhoga of taira, and therefore you'll have to go to the Beis Hamikdash. This is a din anhoga. If there's a din anhoga, so that's leiba shemayimi. That's a din anhoga. I'm permitted to be mamshech the anhoga, which I was naik till now. If I'm ignorant, what happened? If I'm ignorant of my status change, I can assume status quo. You can also assume that that's a din anhoge. Doesn't matter lemaise which one became tome. In halacha, I can assume that I'm not tome. But roiv or sveksveker, which is mitam roiv, this is already more or less an assumption what really occurred. And so these are stiridic assumptions. So Mamela, that is why we cannot be matter Yom Tezvov and Yom Mem Aleph with stiridic assumptions. I think I heard that there's a prima godem that says if you have a tainis terabonon and because of shaila, if you're allowed to eat beina shmoshes before the knesis atainis. So the prima godem says lachayre with a tainis terabonon. And now I have a suffix. It's 1 minute after the shkia. I have a suffix as a yom or laila. So I'll say suffix terabonon lekulam, but stomach it's still yom. And are you allowed to, and I'm allowed to eat. It's not the Yom HaTainis yet. So he says, but if you'll say that, what's going to be my Tzoy Tisha B'Av? So then you're going to say, it's a Safik Rabban, I'm playing 1 minute after the Shkia, is it Laila? So I'll say, oh, Safik Rabban the local, I can say now it's Laila, so it's a Tati V'Sasri. And therefore, the Tati the Sasri, we can't say over here, Sabik Tarabana Lakula, like Pesach says, you can't say Svek Sveka Lahokul, if Mimonav Shech Nase Isa. The Ein, and what is the Kamash Malon of Rabba Lakul? The Ein Mitzah Shuya Beloiflat. I don't have a Svek Sveka. That means, if there'd be a Mitzah Shuya Beloiflat, so then the day that the Mitzahs came out, so I have here a Sveksveike. Maybe there was no Vlad. Maybe, if there was a Vlad, maybe it was only a Mitzvah's Vlad. There was no Lede. So she's tired. But since we say, a Mitzvah should be like Vlad, so you only have one suffix. Was there Lede? Wasn't there Lede? So we say suffix, there I say, Lechon. Vim Taima, L'Rabbalotza Ta'oma Choshishin, Mishum De'ein Mitzvah should be like Vlad. The reason is because I do not have a svek sveike. Avol im hoya mitzah shilya b'leivla. But if there would be a mitzias that is a mitzah shilya b'leivla, lehaisech hasheshes. Then it wouldn't. Then she'd be tired the first day. On Svek Sveike. Maybe there was no Vlad. If there was a Vlad, maybe it wasn't right. Hey, Chidam. Like Taisus, what is the case? Ibel Shusarabim. This statue was mappled the Vlad. Where did this occur? Ibel Shusarabim. Afilu Bechat Sveike Mitarina. Afilu one suffix were also matayis. Afilu there's only one suffix. But it's suffix tuma b'shus harabim. It's veike toil. So now she's standing in the b'shus harabim. She was mapala mikta shilya. I don't know. Was there a lady? Wasn't there a lady? So afilu one suffix. Suffix tuma b'shus harabim. It's veike toil. Ve'ibel shus hayochid, and if it's speaking about that she was mapul no shus hayochid, afilu b'svek svek and amitomek. Vosnan kol sveke sha'ata yochel laharbeis b'shus ha'yochid, afilo svek sveke tome. So Tosfos amir dikekash. When we learn the Gemara, our guidelines of the Gemara are that if it would have been a svek sveke, she's toiled the first day. If it's one sofik, she's tome. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Lozer. Only one sofik, not a svek sveke. So Tosfos says, that's not our criteria. We have to know where the latest ha-sofik was. If it was b'shus ha-rabim, sofik tome b'shus ha-rabim sveke toiled. It was b'shus ha-yochid, ha-filo svek sveke also wasn't held. Now, this is a meiridike Tosfos. Let us elaborate a little on what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying as follows. In Dachsamil, one of the Meforshim give a meiridike moshul. Then from the moshul, let's first say over the moshul, and then we'll come over to our Tosfos. Let's say a person, shechza behemet, and there's a suffix, was it a good shchita? Wasn't it a good shchita? Now, so if it was a good shchita, it's a shchuta, you're allowed to eat it, it's not tome, it's a tamatumas nevela, it's a shochot. If it's not a good shchita, so then you're not allowed to eat it, it's a nevela. So now, so someone can get up and says, oh, you have to from his rabbi, he's going to tell him, he says, listen here, whenever there might be sveikish, you can never know if it's a good shchit or not. You shech p'shus harab. You shech p'shus harab, and you'll see that there'll be meikel. Nope. So he comes, for the next time he shechs, he makes a sofik shchite, sofik reile, it's a shchute. So now we have this dead behem in front of us, so we'll ask, is this Tomei? Yes or no? So the rabbi thinks a minute. No. Sofik Tumei B'Shus HaRab. Sveike Toya. We'll have to touch it. So now can we sell it in the stores already? If you're touching it, so Mamela, can we sell it in the stores? So the rabbi will say, I'm sorry. These are two shilas here. We have two ways how to mamachiyah each shayla. In Hilchis Tumah, we have a klal. Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRab, Nisveike Torah. That's right. That's the din in Hilchis Tumah. But here there's a shayla Nisav HaHetar, and the Vela has two dinim. It's Metameh, and it's in Tosa Bachila. So, Lagabi, the shayla of Tumah, we have fakir guidelines of Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRab, Nisveike Toya, but Lagabi Heter Achila, the Rishus Arabim will not help you. That is Lachaira what Tosfos is saying over here. Tosfos is saying over here, Amir the Kazakh, that we have here this Isha on Sunday, a mitzvah shilya came out of her, a mitzvah of the placenta came out of her. We do not know was there Roiv of the Vlad, or the Roish of the Vlad in the Shilya, or wasn't there? If there was, some email, there was a lady today, so she's Tomei, Tumis Yodis, but she's also Labaila, a Yodis is also Labaila. If there was a Miut of the Vlad there, it wasn't Rubai, it wasn't Roishai, so there wasn't a lady, so she's not Tomei, and she's Muta Labaila. So Tosfos says as follows. So you're 100% right. In Hilchis Tumah V'Tayra, I have to be mevara where the suffix was noiled. If it was noiled b'shus ha-yochid, afil ha-svek sveik, it won't help. If it was noiled b'shus ha-ram, afil ha-one suffix will be mutter. But the memra of Rabbi Lozer speaking about Issa Labailo, so then these achrois asofik do not work in this veheta. So Mamela, so that's why we have a difference. If it would be a svek sveika is mutter, but we want sofik the right to look. That is what Tosfos is saying. So I saw in Beis Lechem Yehuda, he asked Samuel the Kekash, how do we know Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRab Sveikei Toyer B'Shus HaYochid Sveikei Tomei? We learn from Saita. From Saita we learn out. So Memele, soites a sofik issa. Is she mutter labayla? She osa labayla? That's the sofik over there. And we say if it was b'shus hayochid, she's osa labayla, she's sofik kevadai. If it's b'shus harabnus, no yichot, she's mutter labayla. Fine. So the whole mekoyer of sofik tum and b'shus hayochid, which is osa, is pink mari surim. And we learn from soite. And here all of a sudden they says, no, let's not mish up. Yisurim is one oifen, and Tume is another oifen. So this kasha, it brings down a teretz. It's a big chilek. By soite, there's an isel labayla, but it's an isel Tume. That means the Torah called this Issa Labayla Vinitma. That means this is not a tume that if you touch a machel will become tummy, but the Issa Labayla, the Torah said she's also because Vinitma. So the Issa, there's a tuma soite. There's a tuma sheretz, there's a tuma snevela, there's a tuma soite. And this tuma soite is also Labayla. So the Tumah Saita, that's also Labailo. So we said, we have Klolim and Hilchis Tumah. Well, if I have a Sofik, was there Chala Tumah? Wasn't there Tumah? I say Sofik Tumah. Shusa Yochit, Sveikei Tumah, Shusa Ram, Sveikei Tumah. Let's talk about, before we come to Adai, let's talk about Nide. By a Nide, there's a Parsha of Tumah's Nide in the Torah. There's a Parsha as Mekoira Hero, but Isser Nide. An Isha that's Rayadam has a Tumah, has an Issa. So here, these are two different, the Issa need is because she's an Erve. She's an Erve. She's a Chai Bekrisa, she's an Erve. She's Tumah also, that's also true. But here, the Issa is not because of the Tumah. The Issa is the Torah said, I need is an Erve. I need this Tumah. So Memele, if the Isser is not because of the Tumah, I cannot be Mevarer or Sveikis with Klolei Tumah. Klolei Tumah is, if it's in Hilchis Tumah. But here the Isser has nothing to do with Tumah. No. The problem is, we're talking about a Yoldis over here. And a Yoldis, let us see what the Chumash speaks about a Yoldis. So we are speaking about the Tama Shivas Yomim Kimei Nidas Dvoiso Titma. Yeah. Shloishim Yomim, then it says Vim the Kei Veselot, the Tama Shvuayim Kenidosa. Fine. So in this Vitama, we're speaking about two things. We're speaking about Tumah. We're speaking about Issa Labayla. She's also Labayla. This Vatama is, she's also Labayla. Als Vatama Shivas Yomim. So here this is an Issa Tumah. L'chayre, this is equivalent to a Saita. So L'chayre, so we're stuck. So what is this different than this Saita, which the Sveikis are Mukhe through the Klolim of Hilchis Tumah? That's a problem, which the Beis Lechem Yehuda is Ma'ira. My Shvago wanted to say it could be, let's learn the Psukim Elach, if you know this is Takib Shad. V'toma Shivas Yomim Kimei Nidas Dvoisa Titma. And then again it says, Vim Nikei V'sel V'toma Shvayim Kinidosa. So it seems we are Makish a Yodis to Anide. I mean, the Torah is comparing her to Anide. So it could be that we know that she's also Labayla is Mikoyach the Hekish to Anide. Anide is Takan Erva. Anide is a Chai V'Krisus. So it could be that the Isser, that what the Pasuk is speaking of the Tumah Shivas Yomim and Titma, we're speaking about, the Pasuk is speaking about Tumah Takan. She's Tumah 7 days, and that's Titma. But the Torah was makish a yoldis to anide, in both psukim, sabay zochah, sabay nekeve. So it could be the hekish to anide is koilu So it's similar to Nida in both inyanim. And Nida has Tumas Nida, and a Nida has Isel Nida, which is not totally in the Tumas, an Elvim. So it could be that a Yodis is also has these two dinim. I mean, Taisus says Chlosh, he has these two dinim. That is L'chay Reb Shat and Taisus. Now, but let us be Elach, let us come to Rashi. How did Rashi learn Shat and the Gemara? Rashi says, L'chumre, the metamim tarei shenogo barishoin v'shas yitzi yeshuyas. Rashi says, we're machma that there was a lady the first day, if she touched Taris, that were metame. So Rashi learned our sugya is not speaking about Issa Labayla. Rashi says, no, we're speaking about Tume. So according to Rashi, we have Taisus Kasha. He's speaking about Tume, the Gemara's Mephalpa, is a Sveik Sveika, not a Sveik Sveika. By Tume, we have different guidelines. Bushus HaRabin, one Sveik is Muratoyah, what is Rashi going to do with Taisvis Kashi? So the Beis Lechem Yudah brings down the Taisvis HaRosh and the Shita Mekabetz. It says another Teretz of Taisvis Kashi, Amuradiki Yisod. The Shita Mekabetz says as follows. That cloud that we assume so if it tumah bishus harabim sveike tomeh, sveike toyah bishus hayochet sveike tomeh, is only by tumois maga. That means, asofik, did I touch in the bela, didn't I touch in the bela, did it be, or did touch the sheretz, whatever it is. These sveikas are tumois maga, that I come in contact with Hashem, did I come in contact with an abela. In these shailas, we have a din, sabit tuma bishus, ayoch ishus harab. And this is similar to saite, because the tuma of a saite is also through our contact with the boil. So memele, good, this is tuma saite, this is tuma snevele, whatever it is. But al koponim, the similarity between sofik saite and sofik tuma is the tume comes about through a contact, either here, by tumis, it's a contact with an avela, contact with a maize, contact with a sheretz, whatever the contact is, but the contact is metame. And here, the contact, that which he was nibbled, she was nibbled from the boil, so this contact is metame, tuma soite. And now we have a klal that in tumis, Magi or Tumis of contact, we have guidelines. Bishus HaRabim is Toyah, Bishus HaYochid is Toyah. But Ayodis is not a Tumis Maga. This is a Tumis Agu. Not that the Vlad is Metamah, the Lady is Metamah. Ayodis becomes Tomeh. This Matziv is Ayodis is Metamah. So here we are not governed at all by Sofik Tumah Bishus HaRabim, Bishus HaYochid. Yeah, this is this is a different type of a tumah. This is a type of a tumah that I become tumah. Didn't I become tumah? It's not a tumah smaga. So this is b'chal not governed by the guidelines of Rishus HaRab, Rishus HaYochid. And therefore, according to this malach we had mentioned before, a marshal, if a person will make a sofik shchita b'Rishus HaRab, a kler, a shayla, did the behemoth become a nevela? So it also won't be toil. Because Napshad is an avela is a tumas aguf. If it wasn't geshochten, it's tomei. Not a tumas mage. These tumas bechlal are not governed at all where the sveikas occurred. Bishus harab, bishus hayochid. That's how he says pshat in Rashi. Now let us go further. Now let's go back to the Gemara. My kemashmalot. What did Rabbi Loza tell us? Rabbi Loza told us that if a shilyik, a mikvah shilyik came out. And so we have to be, she's tomei, because I don't have a svek sveke, because ain't mikvah shilyik below vlad. The zikha was a latest, the zikha was a yitzias havlad, but this mitzvah shil, I don't know what is it, was it a later, it wasn't a later, so it's one suffix. But if there would be such a concept as yesh mitzvah shil, you believe lot, should be toyer, because be mutzah labaylo toyer. Because then they have a svek svek. Maybe Bechlal there wasn't a vlad. If there was a vlad, maybe this vlad was not a shil eider. Frag the Gemara, my kamash one, so what is Rabbi Loza telling us? Name it so shil yevalei vlad. Tanine. We learned enough in the Mishnah. Shil ye sheyotzeso miktoso. Asure ba'achila. Simen vlad ve'isho. Simen Vlad Bibahim. Now let us see what Rashi said. Shilya shall behim. Sheyotzeso miktoso koidem shchitas habahim. A mitzvah of the Shilya came out. And let us say, this is Rashi Shita, we'll see Taisvis. Agrees with Rashi, but let's learn, we're learning Rashi now. Rashi, let's just give a little hakdom. The halacha is, if you shecht a behemah, there's a vlad inside the behemah, so the vlad becomes nita la'achila idei shchita sayim. That's a bit pkuah. Vlad is nita idei shchita sayim. Now, let us say that we have, well, let's first talk about Mamash Avlad, and then we'll talk about a Shilya, which is similar to Avlad. Let's say you have Mamash Avlad. So, let's just say facts of life. Let's say, you had a Hascholas Haleide, you had the Vlad stuck out, a foot. Right? Then it brought back the foot. And then I shech the bein. So Rashi Shita, isn't this such a man the Yomar and shech the Sula? That the bein is muta b'achila. It was never neilad yet. It wasn't neilad. So memela, and now, so whatever it stuck out, it took back again. So now it's toicha bein. So the shechita saim will be mata, food, the whole uber will be mata. Let's say it stuck out his head. The head is laid already. It stuck out his head. So it's called his born already. It brings back the head. Won't help the situation. It was born. So, Shechita Sa'im will not help on a born child. Then it won't help. Okay. So these are the halachas by Mamash Anuba. Now, let us talk about Ashilya. Who Ashilya we say is, we don't see a vlad, but we say, ain Shilya, I mix Ashilya b'lay vlad. Okay, so we say that there's zicha, a vlad that's mochli in the Shilya. Shilya sheyotzeso miktsasa. A mixus of the Shilya went out, and let us say for practical purposes, and then it went back again. Asura b'achila. So you're not allowed to eat the shilya. Mitzad the vlad shemoy. Maybe there was a later. Simen vlad beisha. Just like a shilya is a simen vlad beisha. Simen vlad bevehime. So it's a simen vlad bevehime. Let us see Rashi. Asura kulo. Now the whole shilya is also. Even though there's no vlad, you don't see a vlad, but it could be it's mochi. Have you seen it? Simen vlad beisha, simen vlad bebeim. Kloima. Bipnei sha'ashulya simen vlad. Sim ta'ashulya simen vlad. Bein beisha, bein bebeim. She'ein shulya beloi vlad. That means if there was a shulya, there's zicha, a vlad there. Hello, sheni muach, but it disintegrated. Oh, but it's a vlad vechayshino. We are afraid shemo ba'oisoi mitzas sheyotza koidem shchita. Hayarubai shaluba. Maybe the mitzas that came out, there was roilov over there. the kaim alon yotza huboy areze ki yomuk. If roiv of the yuba went out, it's considered bought. Vein enita b'shchita say. So memele, so that is pshat shilya sheyotza sa mikzosa. So let's learn the what it says. Says here that is a mitzas hashulya went out. Mitzas of the shulya went out, and then it went back again. So now I have a suffix, months of it. When in this mitzas was there roiv or wasn't there roiv? So memele, I'm not now. If there was roiv, so there was a lady. Not allowed to eat the whole shulya, so it was born already, so not nita b'shchita say. If it wasn't roiv, so you're allowed to eat everything. And I don't know, and you only have one suffix. So shulya shots is a mitzvah asura b'achila, because, what does Rashi say? Simen v'lad bishop, simen v'lad mevehme, kloima. B'nei sha shulya simen v'lad, bein b'isha, bein b'bein. She'ein shulya b'loi v'lad. You have to know if there was a shir the zikha was a blood. Elo shenimu. Bechayshina, shema boi say mitzah, so we're afraid. Maybe this mitzah that came out, she yotza koidim shchita oya rubi shilubah. Bechaymalon yotza rubi areza ki yobah. Meine nito b'shchita say. So that is pshat. So pshat is that if a mitzah went out and came back again, the whole shilya is also, because I'm chayish, maybe there was a later, with this yitzias mikzas, and if it was a lady, so it's not nitter b'shchitas ha'ein. So we see here, but so now let's ask Akasha, if there be such a concept of yesh mikzas shuye b'loi v'lad, so it should be mutter al tzvek sveik. So we see klo that there's no such concept. So that's so you need Rabbi Lezer to tell me this klo. They have a Mishnah that Eimitz Shulya B'lai Vlad. So the Gemara says, Nah, Imi Mas Nisan, Hava Amine De Yeish Mitzah Shulya B'lai Vlad. Zeira Mikzosa Oto Kulo. Let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, no, without Rabbi Lezer, I would learn different pshat in the Mishnah. I would say the Yesh Mitzah Shulya the Loi Vlad. If Yesh Sod L'Chayre, it should be Muta. Would the Koshri Lo Bachila, Zeira Mikzosa Otukula. That we were Goyza Mikzos Otukula. Bahai the Ktoni Simen Vlad, Lava Mikzosa Koi, Elo Ochi Koma. Asura bachila, zeiro taicha de nafka kulo, osulameima ein kam blad, bim chosulav nim, tishtri beschita seim, de kochli bit nevela, de hi badai simen blad beishe, ai kulo simen blad bebei. So mamela, let us just see what Rashi is saying till now. So Rashi is saying till now as well. Could be, without Rabbi Lezer, I would say, yeish, Mikzas Shulya Belevla. So Meika Radin, if a Mikzas Shulya went out and went back again, so Klara Shaila, am I allowed to eat it? Yes. Allowed to eat it out Svek Svek. Maybe there was no blood whatsoever. I feel there was a blood. Maybe it was only Mikzas blood. You're allowed to eat it. Now, I'm going to, so that's Meika Radin. Not my Kabbalah. Now, Mikra Din, I'm allowed to eat Mikzas. So, let's try to figure out what is going to occur. We have here two people, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is a big Talmud Chochem. So, Reuven, he has a Maisa, a Mikzah Shulya went out and went back again. Shechted the Behemah, they took out the Shulya. Reuven ate the Shulya. Now, why did Reuven eat the shulya? So between you and me, Reuven ate the shulya because he had a sex fake. Yeah? Maybe there was no blood in this mikzah. That if there was a blood, maybe it wouldn't be. There's no yolo. Sex fake. Mutter. Reuven ate the shulya. Right? That's what Reuven's going to do. Shimon is going to watch who? The big Talmud Chacham. Yikashilya. Oh, wow. Okay. So Shimon is going to have a similar case, but not that mitzvahs went out. The whole thing went out. But he has Maiser Av. He learned from Reuven that there's no Vlad in Ashilya. That's why he's going to say the Lomas. He will know the Lomas of Sphinx Maker. Shimon is going to say, if Reuven ate Ashilya after went out, is a right, there's no Vlad in Ashilya. There's no Vlad in Ashilya. So Mamela, I went out, I don't have to ask any Shilas. Ashkocha Protis, I witnessed this first Hetar of Reuven. So Mamela, now the whole Shilya will come out. It goes back again. You shecht it. I know what the Psak is. Allowed to eat the shul. So come out of Melike Gilkul. So Memele, in order to prevent this Gilkul, so Chazal told Reuven, listen here, Reuven, Lomda Sein, Lomda Seher, but if you're going to eat a Mikzah Shulya that comes back in, so Shimon is going to eat the whole Shulya that comes back in, that comes back in. And there it's Taka Nevela. So we can't make heterim, which are dangerous heterim, which will be maybe they kill them. So therefore, we asa da fula mitzah shuli. So that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, Rabbi Lozo told us lomdus. Rabbi Lozo told us that she's mitama the first day. Rabbi Lozo told us she's mitama the first day. So Rabbi Lozo told us lomdus, there's no svek svek. Rabbi Lozo told. But if I would learn the Mishnah, I wouldn't know that there's no Svek Svek in the Mishnah. I would say, could be there is a Svek Svek in the word Geisa Mikzos Otokulam. Now let's see again the Loshna Vash. Yes, Mix, I would say, could be Yesh Mikzos Shilya Beloivla. But the Koschila Bachila Xera Mikzos Otokulam. Vahai Diktoni Simen Blad. Lava Mikzos Agoya. Mikzos is not a Simen Blad. Also, the main people will say, ain't come lot. They're going to say, ain't come lot. And you know what's going to happen over there? So since kula is a simen blood, so we had a big guys of mixosa or the kula, kilko shouldn't come out. Avol gabe yishe loy neichesh le mikzes le tame tares de rishayin da osam leke le mikzer ato kulem da kachoze in mechinovik vlad besheini metamine lo kamash malo. There in Rabbi Lozo's case Rabbi Lozo had said choyshishin me rishayin choyshishin me rishayin but moinin lo mishayin. That means that when the whole shulya comes out, she's vaday tome. There's nothing what to talk about. So memele, so there, if a mikzah shulya will come out on Sunday, and the whole shulya will come out on Monday, here there's no mocking ligzer, because by Monday we say you start counting from Monday. That's what we said. So memele, there when the whole shulya comes out, we say shezicha tome later. So there's no room to make a mistake and compare Monday to Sunday. We say Monday she's tomei. Well, we start counting for Monday. So memele, so filo, we would be mitai on Sunday. There would be a kilkul. So there, we can't, so there's no kilkul. So we can't say that Sunday is also al tzeir. So therefore, without Rabbi Lozo, I would say that Sunday is muta al tzvek sveike, and Monday is because yesh mitzvah shilya b'loy vlad, and therefore there was a vlad, maybe it was only mitzvah and not right. So that's why Rabbi Lozo had to tell us that she's tomei Sunday, not al tzvekere, because there's no tzvek sveike. But Gzeira Take doesn't apply because since I know Klo that she's Tomei Monday, so Memela, so here Gzeira doesn't apply to me Mitama on Sunday. So Kocher, that which is also Sunday is because there's no Svek Sveike because Ein Mitzah Shulye B'loy Vlach.